Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Psalm 88:6 says, "You have cast me into the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps." What happened to Jesus? He went into the deepest, darkest part of hell to suffer everything for you. Every part of the curse, spiritual death, sickness and disease, poverty and lack. He suffered it all. He suffered every bit of it. He took upon himself the entire curse of the law. And we've been talking a lot about Deuteronomy 28. We've been talking a lot about the curse of the law. I spent some time in that the other day, Brother Copeland. I've been looking at it and looking at it and looking at it. And I really do believe Deuteronomy 28, 15 through 68 is an account of Jesus in hell. That's what happened. That's what happened to him. That's what took place. You go back and you read that. You read Deuteronomy 28, 15 through 68, through the end of the chapter, and read it in the light of what Jesus did for you in hell. And I just spent some time the other day, I was looking at just the part where the physical is concerned, where sickness is concerned. And you need to, I have done a study of hell. I've seen where when it's talking about hell, listen to a few of the descriptions, the translations that I found. When Jesus went to the darkest part of hell, he went to, one translation calls it, the pit of the underworld. Another one calls it the place of everlasting punishment and torment. And yet another translation says the destiny of the doomed. That's what hell is. That's what hell is. And I was looking at just the physical aspects of what Jesus went through for us in hell in Deuteronomy 28. And let me just read this to you, verses 21 and 22. In hell, he took upon himself all pestilence, all consumption. One translation calls it a wasting disease. Jesus took the wasting disease, the disease that wastes the body. He took fever. He took all inflammation. I'm telling you, everything is covered. In verse 27, boils, tumors, scurvy, an itch that cannot be cured, a trembling heart. He took heart disease. Jesus took heart disease. He took cancerous tumors. He took it. He took it. He took it. The Passover lamb took it for you. He took it for me. In verse 35, the affliction of knees and legs. Knees and legs. It also says sore boils from the sole of foot to the top of head. He took it. He took it. Verse 59. Verse 59 says sore sicknesses of long continuance. Sore sicknesses, things that have been going on for a long time. I mean, you can get rid of it today. Today's the day. Today's the day for long-standing infirmity to be gone. To be gone. I was watching Brother Copeland last night preach his message, and I heard him preaching to those young people after 70 years old. And I saw a man get out in the aisle. I'm telling you, you have reset the bar. You have the word through you has reset the bar. 80 is now the new 30. Hallelujah! Woo! I'm telling you. And I saw a man, I'm not sure how advanced in years and wisdom he was. But he jumped out into the aisle. Did you see him? Did you see that man go up and down the aisle? I'm telling you, that's what Jesus took. He took it all. He took it all. Verse 59, sore sicknesses of long continuance. The New Living Translation says, undesirable plagues, intense and without relief, making a person miserable and unbearably sick. Behold the Lamb. But behold the Lamb. But behold the Lamb. And then it says in verse 61, every sickness and plague not written in the book of the law. I was reading this the other day. I was reading it and I went ahead and I Googled a question. How many sicknesses and diseases are there? And there are all kinds of numbers, all kinds of information given, but I found something here, and this is from the International Classification of Diseases. The International Classification of Diseases. It says the ICD, International Classification of Diseases, the ICD version 9 coding had 13,000 entries for different disease states common enough to merit their own code. They were significant enough to require separate insurance level coding. This changed on October 1st, 2015, when all doctors were mandated to switch over to ICD version 10, which now contains 68,000 different coding states for diseases. The justification of the update for the update is as follows. The practice of medicine has changed dramatically in the last 25 years. Many new conditions have been discovered. 13,000, 68,000, 100,000, 200,000. It does not matter how many codes of disease. You name it, Jesus healed it. Behold the Lamb. Behold the Lamb. And he took it. He took it in the pit of hell. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. Our Passover lamb bore them all. All of them. And had Satan only known, had he only known, had he only known, he would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Well, then he rose up. God shouted, it is enough. It is enough. With eternal justice, Jesus, with eternal justice was served. In Corinth, slow down. Colossians 2, 14 and 15. The Amplified Translation says, having spoiled, disarmed principalities and powers, he made a show of them, a public display of them, openly triumphing over them in himself. Galatians 3, 13, he became a curse for us. Hebrews 2, 9, he tasted death for us. Hebrews 2, 14, he destroyed the devil for us. E.W. Kenyon writes this, throughout eternity in the archives of the Supreme Court of the universe, there will be records of the Son's visit to hell, of Satan's defeat, and of man's legal redemption. When he was in hell, he destroyed the forces of darkness. David, come on, you guys come out. He destroyed the forces of darkness. He became Satan's master. He conquered all the hosts of hell. He stripped Satan of his dominion and his authority. He paralyzed Satan's death-dealing abilities. And then we find in Revelation 1:18, fear not, I am the first, I am the last, I am he that lives and was dead, and behold, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive. I have the keys. I have the keys to death, hell, and the grave. He entered into hell as the spotless sacrificial Lamb of God. He came out totally undefeated. But listen, listen, he's not the only victor that day. No, no. Romans 8, 29, he was the first born of many, 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 many brethren. Oh, like Jesus is, so am I in this world. He is healed, he is whole, he is delivered. And according to Hebrews, Ephesians 2, 4, we were raised up with him, seated with him in heavenly places in dominion and authority forever over the devil. Romans 6, 4, we were buried with him by baptism into death. Like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, I'll tell you, the glory of God rose him up. Even so, we should walk in the newness of life. The same Spirit which raised Christ from the dead, if that Spirit dwells in you, it is making alive your mortal flesh. It is, the one translation says, it is continually making life. continually making life. Satan can't lord it over us anymore. He can't do it. He can't do it. He cannot lord sickness, disease, poverty, lack, spiritual death. He can't do it. It's done. His day is done. His day is done. We have the keys. Now we have the keys. We have the keys to death, hell, and the grave. Jesus delegated his authority and his dominion to us. Play, boy, play! You and I are here to enforce his victory. We are here to enforce the victory. All authority, all power of rule in heaven and earth has been given to me. You take this authority. You go to the nations. We rise up. We take our place in Christ over the curse, over death, over sickness, over poverty, over lack. 1 Corinthians 15, death. I said death is swallowed up in victory. Death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Thanks be to God, which has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Praise God. Woo.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Look what the Lord has done.
Look what he's done. Hallelujah.
Let me ask you something. Right now, if you had never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you're here this morning and you hadn't, or you're watching online and you haven't, how could you have any idea that he wouldn't accept you?
Oh my. Oh.
He went to hell so you don't have to go.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah. Well, hey, the scripture says it pleased God to bruise him.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
And the word translated stripe is exactly that same word translated bruise. It pleased him to please God to bruise him, and with those bruises, you were healed. How could you have any doubt whatsoever that Jesus is your healer right now? Has come.
Glory to God.
I said, faith has come.
Hallelujah.
I curse every cancer. Yes. I curse every tumor. I curse every blood disease. I curse every eye disease. I curse every brain disease, every brain injury, every maimed situation. Be thou made whole.
Be healed in Jesus' name. We take it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise God.
Whoa.
Praise
go God. Ahead, Gloria. I know you got something in your heart. Go ahead.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now you got to hold on to this. Take this with you when you go home. Don't wait on another convention before you get stirred up about it. Stay stirred up about it. When your children start to try to get sick, Jump on it fast and say, no, my child healed by his stripes. We've been healed. My house is healed. My family's healed in Jesus' name. And you're not putting this on me or any of mine in the name of Jesus.
You know, I heard Brother Hagin say this, and it just went off inside me years ago. And again lately, because I've been listening to a lot of word for months now. No more television. Just the word of God.
Praise God. Praise God.
I heard him say, he said, now the greater one lives in me. According to the word of God, we have overcome the devil, because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And then he said this, Satan, you can't put that on me, and you know it. He said he had flu symptoms for about 30 minutes. And he told him, you can't put that on me, and you know you can't put that on me. One little demon said to Brother Hagin, I've only heard him speak out just a few times in this ministry. This one told Brother Hagin, when he turned loose of this woman, now Brother Hagin said, now get out of here. He said, I sure don't want to, but I know I have to if you tell me to. He said, yeah, you do. Now get. Amen. Are you listening to me now? That all happened when Jesus came up out of hell, brother. And said, all power. All power. That's all power
all
over sickness.
Power.
That's all power over disease.
Woo,
that's all power over sin. That's all power over poverty. That's all
that's
power
right.
over the curse of the law. That's all power
yes.
over every demonic
yes.
thing. That is all power. All power. All power. Say all power.
Power.
All power. All power has
all
given unto
power.
Me both in heaven and in earth. Therefore, you go in my name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What, hey, what's left after all power?
No power.
No power. That's right. Glory. That's what Satan's got over us. No power.
No power.
Hallelujah.
Totally defeated.
Woo. Amen.
I curse lung disease.
Yeah.
I curse it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You are free from it right now by the stripes of Jesus. You've been
yes.
made whole in the name
Glory
of the Lord
God.
Jesus Christ.
Glory
Every maimed condition in this place. If your bones have been maimed by arthritis, if your backbone has been injured, if your leg bones have been injured, I don't care what's the matter with you in any form or fashion. If you were born without a foot, receive your foot today. Glory to God. If you were born without eyesight, receive your eyes today. The healer is living in you this morning.
Well, my name is Susan Stark, and I'm from Mount Vernon, Missouri. I became sick with a virus, and I'd always had wonderful health, an amazingly healthy person. I worked out, I ate very well, and all of a sudden, my life was threatened, a possibility of dying, and it seemed to be attacking me quicker than I would have thought. And I didn't feel good, and I went to the doctor, and got the bad news. I knew that by his stripes, you are already healed. And I knew I might have to go through some medicine to get there, but I knew I was healed. And so I started in taking it. The news was fairly good. In maybe 12 to 24 weeks, I would possibly be healed. But I kept standing on the ground that I already was. When I was probably just a few weeks into it, maybe a couple of weeks into the medicine, I was listening to CDs with Gloria talking. When she had us pray, I got down on my knees in my bedroom and started praying along with her that I was healed, and I knew I was. When I was done, I was standing up. There was a chair there, and I put my hand on it to stand, but I have good knees. I didn't need the chair. I stood up, and I felt something pop in my chest, pull, and I thought, well, that was strange. I didn't strain anywhere, and I could hear it. And I thought, well, there's no noise in here. You know, I'm just running the CD and the computer. And then I went, oh my gosh, that was my healing. I know it was. Well, at 4.5 weeks, I took another blood test, and I was healed. It was over. I was done. And I knew exactly what second I was healed. I was excited. I was way beyond excited to have a healing in a pop. I still had to take medicine. I still had a period of getting well, and a few times when I didn't feel so well, and I just told the devil I wasn't going to listen to what he was telling me, and I was going to get up and go to church anyway. I was going to go to the Bible study anyway. I was going to get up and go to the grocery store, and I was going to go to family things anyway. Even though my body still was reeling from what it had been through, it was hard. It was hard on me. I was not even tempted at all to just lay in bed and feel sorry for myself. There was a stripe for all of it. There was one stripe for what happened to me. And if Jesus took it, and I'm healed, well, you got two choices. Either you believe it or you don't. And I believed. And I got my healing. Fast, really fast. It seems like maybe at a point I had quit learning. I was still reading Bible. I was still doing Bible studies. And then after coming down here the first time and praying with everybody else and learning how to ask and receive, I think I was in my Bible study more, and what I was reading was making sense, and the information that I needed to live happily ever after till I'm with Jesus was coming faster and stronger, and things that maybe didn't make sense before were making sense, and it was clear what the Word was saying, very clear. Now it's like, I can't wait to get to my chair to sit down with my Bible and see what He's going to show me today. Show me something that I can use to help somebody else. And somebody is like lost in pain and suffering and depressed and tired and worn out. I've got some good news. Guess what happened to me? I can tell them. And it wasn't just for a few people. It's for everybody. Everybody gets a chance at this. It's done. It's finished. Everybody gets it. Everybody.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.